This conversation with Rosie Hex Clark took place at her home in Moscow on April 17, 1974. The interviewer was Sherry Fields.
Could you tell me about your trip to Idaho when you were 6 years old?
Well, we came out here on the train. Two girls and two boys of us. Two brothers and myself and my sister. This isn't the one that lives down here, though. She was born out here. Bertie McCulley.
Your sister was?
Mm-hmm. Had a brother and sister born out here. My brother died when he was 22 months old.
What did he die of?
Oh, they thought his bowels were either paralyzed or locked. He was 22 months old when he died. So, then the rest of us kids. Well, we went to our uncle's, Uncle Marion Hicks, that was my dad's brother, and in Farmington. And we stayed there till Dad homesteaded this 160 on Deep Creek. And we moved up there. First, we lived in a log barn with dirt floors. That's what we had. Because it was in the summertime, Dad had to go to work. He went harvesting, you know. My mother and us kids stayed right there. And we had springs up on, well, I don't know what to put them on, but we didn't have no bedsteads. We had springs, and I suppose straw ticks or whatever there was, mattresses. And that's what we lived in that winter, till we built a three-room house.
Did you help build the house?
Oh, well, us kids didn't. We thought we helped a lot, but we didn't have much. And we didn't go to school the first year because we didn't have no overshoes. And boy, was the snow ever deep up there, up to your hips. Okay, the snow was deep. We didn't go to school the first winter we was here. We had school up there, we didn't go.
Was the winters hard?
Yeah, lots of snow. Not like they are now. And we didn't get to go to school. We had to walk, and roads weren't broke. Probably got stuck in a snow drift if we'd tried to walk. So we didn't go the first winter. And
did you help your mother around the house a lot?
Oh, yes.
What kind of things did you do?
Oh, I washed dishes and I sweep floors and do things like that for them. We had one little black hen that always come in the house and laid her egg. My mother had a little box. She had a curtain around it. And she kept towels and things. That little hen would come in, crawl in that, and lay her egg. She'd get out and go to the drawer and what I would have to let her out. I'll never forget that little heart banner she would. Come in every day to lay that egg in the house. We had brown leghorns, chickens.
What did you do as children, you and your brothers and sisters?
Well, we had, I'll tell you what we did. We had apples. We had it for beef. We'd cut up these apples and we'd deliver beef to each other, you know. That sounds silly now, but that's what we did. Oh, boy. And I can remember my mother, she'd never light a lamp when we sat alone in the summertime. You know, she'd say, no, let's not light no lamp. Of course, she said, if anybody comes, I think we're not home, so they won't stop. One time, this fella come up on a horseback, just pell-mell up the hill, and went right on by the house. We thought it was our cousin, Harvey Hicks. It wasn't him. I don't know who it was. And he went way up the cedar. We called the cedar road. Well, there's cedar trees up that way. Then he turned to come back. He needed to stop. And what he wanted, we didn't know. But Mom didn't. She said, let's not light no lamp. Then it got to be about, 8 or 8:30 or 9. She said, now we better all go to bed. We'd all have to go to bed. And she had little windows, about like those up there. In the front room, she could take them out, you know, in the summer would be so warm, she'd take them out. She'd put the windows back in, and we'd all have to go to bed.
What did your parents farm?
Well, they had that. We'd have to clear the land up there where we lived, you know. You'd have to clear the brush and burn it. And they just raised gardens and things like that. Dad always worked out in the summertime. In the spring of the year, he worked for farmers, different farmers, you know. Take his team and go down there. Come home a Saturday evening and then go back Sunday night or Monday morning. That's the way he had to make his living.
Did he log?
No.
Yes, he logged.
Did he live in camps?
No, he just logged? Lived at home, logged.
And came home every night?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, they had sawmills right there. They had two sawmills up there on Deep Creek. And they logged them right to the mill, see? And he broke his leg. One time a log rolled over his leg and broke it.
Tape recorder.
And,
yeah.
I see why he wanted us to come out here.
This is the only way to get information about them.
They fixed their hands so they, and he put his arms around their neck, you know, and they fixed his hands so they packed him to the house and they sent for the doctor, and he come out. And he said it wrong. His leg, it's real crooked. Bertie says the fellow was drunk when he come out here. I don't know who he was, the doctor. And said he was, well, and he, I think he went to Spokane, I don't know just when. And had it broke over and set again, but it never did grow straight. He always walked with a limp.
Did you help your mother can?
Yeah, what she canned. I can't remember her canning very much. She would can a little, but what she canned, I'd always help her. And there's a fellow used to come up there. Well, there's a fellow that tried to scare people off their claims, see. And Mom was scared to death time she seen a man come or anything. And this fellow come one time, she's going to have chicken for dinner. She went out and said, now you watch this chicken. When I cut his head off, see where it flops. I said, okay, I'll watch it. Well, he went to flop and he flopped over a log. And I had to go down and get him out from the log. And I seen a man coming up. And I went to the house as far as I could go. I said, there's a man coming, Mom. Where's he at? I said, he's right out here. Well, he had a little hatchet with him. And Mom, she was scared to death. She said, I just looked for him starting on chopping her heads off. I come in the house and stood by the cook stove. I know she jumped out the big window one time. Oh, no, I won't do that. He says, I'll give you 2 bits as you make me a cup of coffee. He said, I eat down here to the sawmill. I eat so early. He says, He was a surveying up there, is what he's doing. He had that little hatchet to chop the trees, you know, slice them, cut the bark down so he could tell. And well, she says, I'll make you a cup of coffee. He says, it hasn't been long since we had breakfast. I don't think it's too cold anyway. I'll warm it up. He did, though. He gave her 2 bits for a cup of coffee. And so she didn't feel so bad then. I said, I know, jump out this window. She says, you crazy thing. So she says, you ain't that fellow that's up here trying to run people. No, he says, I wish I could find that fellow. She said, no, I'd like to run him out here.
There was a man up there that was going around bothering.
Yes.
Farmers?
Yeah, trying to get people to go off the claims that they had filed on, see?
Oh, he was trying to jump claims.
And but he never did come to our house that we know of.
Huh.
But that's the way it used to go.
How did you meet Archie?
Well, I guess we met a literary. They used to have literary up there, you know, it was Saturday night. And they'd always come up there, a bunch from down the freeze. They'd get together and get in their buggies, wagons, or whatever they had, and come to literary. They'd have programs, you know, and debate. Two sides debate on whatever it was, you know. One time they had the debate, what's the most useful, a mop or a dish rag? I thought I'd die laughing. Most of the women was on that debate. I don't remember which side won. And they'd have programs, you know, people sing songs and they speak pieces and everything like that. And I guess that's the way I met him. I don't know how else it was. Silly way to meet him. so.
Did you court?
Oh, yes.
How did that go?
Oh, well, we'd have either have to come get together Saturday nights or Sunday. Sunday, go to Sunday school or church, and maybe go for a ride in the afternoon or something like that, you know. So, here's a scale I worked out in the way out in the country. It seemed way out but that them days. For Harry Espies. And him and her are both dead now. And he used to get jealous of me because he was a fellow lived down below Espy. He worked up there too. And the guy, I think it was your last name. I can't remember now. Anyway, he tried to go with me too, but I didn't. Well, I liked him all right, but I just didn't want to go with him.
Yeah.
So, one time I remember, I can't remember who I went with. I went to a ball game. He went to the ball game, but I didn't go with him. I went with this fellow wherever we went. I don't remember
that
one.
He must be such a good dog. How did he get to be such a good dog?
So, as he came home, he thought, well, I'll drive around that way, see if I can see his horses and buggy at the Espy place. Well, he didn't see him there. He met us going home as he went way around and come down this hill. Then he met us. He stopped, spoke. We went on, he went on. Oh, Lord.
When you got married, did you have chivalries?
Oh, Lord, yes.
Did you tell him about yours?
That's been a long time ago. Well, I'll tell you. We went over to Lincoln Burton's. That old house was tore down, moved away now. And the house that we lived in is tore down, moved away. We lived with his folks, see. And we walked right, well, they come to his folks first. And she reads, they thought we was there. Well, we was over to Burton's. Well, they walked over to Burton's and hid a big tree, pine tree. This pine tree is still there. And they watched and waited for us to come out. When we come out, they had boiler lids, they had tin cans, they had everything, and they just banged and banged. They shivered all the way through the field, over home. You never heard such a rock in your life. Oh, Lord.
Did you invite them in for a treat?
Oh, yes, we invited them in.
What kind of treats did you serve?
I think they had cigars. Yeah, cigars, I think, because I think it's mostly men. Cigars, I think, is what he served.
Where did you live after you and Archer got married?
Out there at Freeze. The old house is tore down now. Every pine tree on the place is cut down. They had pine trees. Oh, they were beautiful pine trees. They've cut them all down. They tore down all the fences, and they farm all that now. I've never been over there since they've done all that.
What'd you do there? What did Archer do for a living?
Just farm the place, his dad's place, you know.
And you rented it?
Well, he just
stayed there,
huh?
Took care of it,
huh? And I don't remember how long we lived there, even. I don't remember. Well, we moved around. We went to Kellogg one time. And he worked in the mines up there.
What kind of mines?
Ore mines. You've heard about that 90 some men that got killed up there, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, that was the mines that we worked in. Mm-hmm.
Where'd you live?
I lived out of Pine Creek, what they call Pine Creek. My sister lived there. Her husband worked in the mines.
Tell me about when you worked in the hotel.
Over down here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is that how I started in? We just had moved here in this house. We used to live up on Washington, up on the very end house, up we lived up there. Then we moved up here in this great big house that rents for $25 a month.
What do you use for a target?
I think it's 8 rooms. And my cousin, Mabel Crooks, come down and told me about it. I said, well, why don't somebody rent this house? Why, they say, it's just too big. And my wife says, Mom, you could get this. As if Dad takes this and use every room, you have to just put an apple box in. I said, I'll use every room in it. Oh, that was a big house. So we rented. I didn't think he'd take it. It was $25 a month. I thought, that's the most rent we ever did pay. That's an awful lot of rent. Well, he took it. It was all right. Well, there's a big barn up there now. There's a, what's his name? Shoot. Anyway, he's got a swell house up there where the barn was. We had a barn, there's an old man, had a pair of horses. He rented this barn from us. And that old horse would just stomp his feet and fight. My Lord, I thought, then a kid get in there, he'll get him down here, stomp him to death. Well, Charles is so crazy over horses, that was my son. He peddled papers. I thought, well, if his baseball bat is here, he's all right. If it's gone, if it isn't there, he's off playing ball. I went and seen his bat was there. I thought, well, I'm going to ask if Charles is in the barn. No, he wasn't in the barn. He'd just get mad and he'd fight, stomp his feet, you know. And we had a well there, and he always watered his horses up there. And so we moved up there. Then we moved down here then last. Then the folks that lived here, the little girl, she moved away. Father and mother died. And I had a son that lived in Oregon. Him and his wife is down here. They wanted to sell it. I said, the kids, I said, no, you go to school, look in front of that house. If there's a car there, come and let me know. I'll go down and I'll see them folks. Well, they, every time they come home for no car there, Mom. When they start, car there, Mom, there's a car there. There's an Oregon license. It must be them. Go down and see them. I said, all right, I'll go down and see them. So we come down here and they had the furniture in here and everything. They wanted to sell it. So we bought it from them. And of course we had our furniture up there in that house. We bought it and stacked it out in the lawn, the front lawn. I said, I'll pick out what I want, what I don't want, we'll sell to the secondhand store down here. So I did, we picked out what we wanted. And I sold everything they had in the house. That is what I didn't want to use, you know. And then later on I bought the dining room set from, shoot, they used to have a grocery store right over here where Wade's is, or used to be Wade's. And I bought the dining room set from her daughter. She moved away from here. And I sent to Montgomery Ward and got all these buildings and put them in here. These cupboards were built in here when we come here. But these here, I said, I want some buildings. And I'll take the measurements and I'll send and get them to Montgomery Ward, and that's what I did. And had them put in. And I bought all the furniture in the front room.
And you made the money from working at the
Hotel.
Hotel?
Yeah. So,
how'd you get the job there?
Well, the woman that lived up here in the corner, she come by one day, she wanted to know if I wouldn't want to work at the hotel. Oh, I said, my gosh, I couldn't work at the hotel, but I don't see why you can. She said, I work there. And she said, they need somebody awful bad to work in the pantry. I said, well, I guess I can go and try it. Coyote. I said, I can go try it, I guess. So I went down there and I tried it and it was all right. So Elsie said, well, she just thought it was just great if I worked down there.
This Elsie, is Elsie Nelson?
Uh-huh. You know her? You know Elsie?
No, but we've talked. Oh. Sam and Laura's talked to her.
Oh.
I don't know her.
Well, she's awful nice woman. She just have a fit every time I want to get off. But the only thing I didn't like about it, every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, well, they'd meet out the Violets, my oldest daughters. Well, I couldn't go till I was through work, see? Well, I'd work till, usually on Thanksgiving or Christmas, whenever I'd get through, well, they'd just, some of them come down and get me, and we'd go out there too. But, I just like to work down there.
You worked there for 22
years? 22 years,
mm-hmm. So That's
a long time. Worked in one place out there. Made all kinds of salads. Well, Chris Tier. I don't know if you know Chris Tier or not. Yeah, it was Chris Tier. She lives out there close to my daughter that works up to home. Her and her boyfriend come in one time in the middle afternoon. They ordered a salad. I made them eat the salad. Well, they both had to come out in the kitchen and thank me for the wonderful salad. So.
Could you tell what the town used to look like when you first came out here?
Well.
What the sidewalks were like and the roads were like?
A lot of sidewalks were board sidewalks.
Were they high up off the ground?
Well, some of them was where they had to be, you know, and some of them were low. And every Sunday, that's when he first come to town, that's where I worked out at the hotel. The kids and I would just roam this town, see if we couldn't find an empty house. And we could always find an awful lot of them. Heaven's sakes, when we first come here, we only paid $15 a month for rent for a 5-room house over on Asbury Street. I thought, good Lord, that's awful high. For a rent, you know. Well, good Lord, nowadays you had to find a house hardly for less than $200, $250 a month. Good. We go hunt empty houses, and none of them was locked. You could just open the door and walk in.
What did you want to move into town for?
Well, we moved down below Colfax. Worked down there for a fella. I forget what his name was now. They had two boys, Michael and Timothy. I said they had a girl they called Clover. They had two little boys. And I said, let's go to Pullman. So, all right, we'd go to Pullman. Arch didn't like to work for this fellow very well anyway. He ranched down there, farmed. And
you had a favorite stand?
So
had
we...
Stand? Did you take a lot in one place?
So we went to Pullman, couldn't find a house. I said, let's go to Moscow. I said, I don't like Pullman anyway. Well, we drove over here at Moscow. And the fellow that we ran from, we knowed him. We knowed him when he lived in the country. Shoot, I can't think of his name now. Bert somebody. But he's dead and gone now. But anyway, he said, I've got just one house left, he said. All I've got left now is over on Asbury Street, and it's for $15 a month, 5-room house. Well, we went and looked at it. And we took it. Well, and then Iva, she worked in the peas over here. She got on to peas. And so pea dust kind of got her. Cough, cough, cough. So she went to babysitting. And she worked, the last place she worked was the laundry. Down here at the laundry. She just worked every day and every day down to the laundry.
Why didn't you want to live out in the country?
Well, their work was here.
Archie worked in town?
Yeah, he worked in town too. And I worked in town. Daughter that died of cancer. And she passed away on Ronnie's birthday, the 24th of March. So that's the reason we come to town. We've been here ever since.
What did you do out on the farm when you lived out
there? He worked for farmers. He worked.
What did you do?
I helped this woman that he worked for her husband, I'd help her. She'd have men to cook for, and I'd go down and help her. Get the meals and do the dishes. So that's where Ronnie started the school, was down in Pullman. No, Colfax, I guess. But we moved to town right away, so then he went up here. And he was 38 years old, 24th of March. So, we had a little birthday party. I was up to Spokane on his birthday. And this Don, that they lived together, him and Ronnie, Don Hill. And he baked him an angel food cake and decorated it all up. Ronnie and I went up to Lloyd and Lucy Shahan, that's a cousin of mine, lives in Spokane. Ron says, I think Don liked to be alone when he does his baking. He baked bread and he baked cookies and he baked that cake, angel food cake, for Ronnie's birthday. And when we got home, we had it all decorated up. Happy birthday, Ron. Had to sit down there. I said, oh my, look at that swell cake, would you? And they had chiffon ice cream Did you ever eat chiffon ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it was good. Cake and ice cream they had. He invited some of the people that rents from up there, you know. And Don had his mother over. She lives in Spokane. And this Frida P., she lives in Spokane. She's 92 years old. And you wouldn't believe it to see her get around. She's real slim, and she can just get around better than I can.
Could you tell me about the Depression days? What it was like?
Yeah.
Well,
that used to be your stand?
It just, a skimp on this and skimp on that. Everything that you got, you had to skimp on.
Mm-hmm. Was it, do you think it was harder other places than it was here?
Well, I think it was. From the way you read the paper, you know, see what.
Yeah.
And everything like that, so. I don't know. Boxes, you know, in big boxes, packed them in big boxes and shipped them on the train. And when we got down to the depot at Farmington, that's where we got off at. Well, all our boxes were there waiting for us.
What was the train going like?
Oh, it's something like a bus, only the it's more comfortable than the bus is nowadays, you know.
How long did it take?
I think it was 4 days and four nights.
You came from
Missouri.
Missouri.
Out to Farmington, Washington.
Did you meet a lot of interesting people?
Well, I don't remember.
Up yet?
I was only 6 years old, so I just don't remember.
Yeah. What did you do after you got into Farmington?
We went to our Uncle Marion. Uncle Marion Hicks, that was my dad's father, or dad's brother. And we stayed there for, I guess, a day or two or something like that. And then they went up to Deep Creek. That's where they took their claims, my uncle and my dad.
Do you know how they went about getting their claims?
Well, no, I don't. Don't remember. He just heard about it, and so they both went up there. And I don't remember even how they went. I suppose they had teams and buggies or something like that to go in. They didn't have cars them days.
Did your uncle live by you?
Mm-hmm.
Your homestead next to you or something?
Mm-hmm, pretty close to us. And my Aunt Celia, I'll never forget. She used to come over long. Oh, we lived up there a long, long time. Oh, she said, Loy, that was my mother's name. You know, Lord, what I'd like to hear right now? Mom says, no, what is it? An old coyote to holler. Oh, good heavens, Mom says, I don't like to hear coyotes. Makes me homesick. She said, when you're home? She said, yes, it does. She said, I just love to hear them coyotes holler.
Is there any Indians around?
Is that your pet, or was that another one?
If there was, we didn't know anything about it. We never seen them. No Indians.
What happened?
Well, could you tell me how you made butter?
Just with like I said, churn, put it in churn, churn it up and down.
What was
a stone churn, an old 3 or 4 gallon churn, you know. And have a dasher, just churned up and down. It didn't take very long to churn it. Then I got I bought me a glass churn. You could just turn it around like this, you know. Screw the lid on, turn it. You never did?
Uh-huh.
My daughter out here has got one, Lily. And you just turn around, you just watch it, make go into butter, you know. Glass turn, you can see right through it. Boy, that was fun.
Did you guys sell it?
No, we just eat it ourselves. We never sold it.
Did you sell anything off the farm?
No, I don't think
for
we
money
did.
Or anything?
Mm-mm. We had our own chickens and our own cow. Have our own milk and butter and cream. Had a separator, separated the milk. And then that was just it. Once in a while we'd take a dozen or two eggs to town, sell them.
How far did you live from town?
Do you think you could train a coyote
about 15
to be
miles.
Like a pet dog?
Did you walk in or did you go
no,
by buggy?
No, had to go by buggy.
So that was a time
trip? It sure was. I remember one time, my mother and I went to Bruce. And we always drove down by the Bruce River, you know, unhitched the horses, and led them down to the Bruce River and watered them. And I'd worked out and I had $12, I think. And I led one horse and she led one. I just looked down, there was a dollar bill laying right there. If she took one more step, the horse, she would have stepped right over it. I was so tickled, I found that dollar, that made me $13.
That was a lot of money in those days.
It was, it sure was. And I told Mom about it, I said, then I bought some goods, some white goods to make me a 4th of July dress. You could get it then, you know, that cheap. Went in the store and bought enough goods to make me a dress. And there used to be an old peddler come up to Deep Creek, and he peddled all kinds of goods. Every summer he would come up there and we'd buy goods to make us a 4th of July dress, see?
What'd you do on the 4th of July celebration?
Well, they'd celebrate 2 and 3 days up there at the creek. They'd have a big swing. They'd put a big swing up, you know. And they'd have races and oh, they just had everything like that up there right by the schoolhouse. They'd clear out the places, you know, and people would bring their lunches and put big lunches out, have big lunches and just really have a big time. Celebrate 2 and 3 days.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, it was a lot of fun in them days. Now then, well, nobody would think about it, do anything like that.
How'd you make your dress?
Well, we had a pattern, cut it out, we had a sewing machine. I had to do all the sewing.
Well,
I'd have sewed myself and my mother and my two sisters.
Why are you going for the sport?
I just cut them out and said, I'll make them.
Did you have the treadle machine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You sit down and sew.
So you did quite a bit of sewing.
Yeah. And even after I was married, I had the two girls. The oldest girls, I sold for myself and the two girls, and my mother and my sisters. They'd bring their goods down, and Mom, she didn't like to sew anyway, so she would bring them down to me and let me make them. And I like to sew. I just love to sew. My sister was talking about that day. Said, you remember how you used to sew for us? And I said, Lord, yes. I said, I just love to sew. I just get in and make them dresses and be so happy over it.
Could you tell me about the holidays and how you celebrated them, like Christmas, Easter?
Well, we just celebrate just about like we do now, I guess. Easter
and Christmas.
Christmas.
Did you go into town and do shopping, mm-hmm. or did you make things?
We made things. Well, we made things. Made an awful lot of things.
Like what?
Oh, just like stuffed animals and stuff like that for the little kids, and that's the way we done it.
Was it a big event, Christmas?
Well, not too much. It wasn't so big.
Everyone was pretty poor.
What?
Everyone was pretty
poor.
Yeah,
that's right.
Depression.
That's right. Uh-huh. Couldn't buy much. I never will forget one Christmas. My mother bought me a picture album. It says our favorites. It's about wore out now. Bertie says, no, it's Hazel. She says, Mom, when you're through with that, I want that. It's just about, well, the velvet part, bag was velvet, you know, red velvet. It's just about wore off. Says, I want that. Well, I said, you can have it anytime you want, Hazel. Said, says, you don't see that many more. I said, well, I guess maybe you don't. For the land's sake, that was long before I was married. I don't know, she'd always manage to get around and buy us kids something, you know.
How often did you come into town?
Golly, about once. Oh, about once a year, I guess.
What did you get when you came into town?
Oh, we get just what we had to have. What we didn't have.
A year?
Yeah. Boy, we never went to town very much. Well, it was so far, and you go in the wagon, a hack, they called them a hack them days. Go in that, well, it'd take you all day to get there, all day to come back. We'd take our lunch. And we'd go in the back of the store and eat our lunch. We just spend the whole day. Then we go home. Feel so happy because we got to go to town.
Was there ever any murders in town?
We never heard of it if there was. Nowadays it seemed like it just, every time you turn around somebody's getting murdered or something.
Yeah.
It's awful, I think.
Could you tell me about your school you went to?
It was a one-room schoolhouse up on Deep Creek. And the old schoolhouse is still there. They moved it down on the creek, though. They don't have school in it anymore. They've got another schoolhouse. I never will forget one time. We lived about a mile, I guess, a mile and a quarter from the schoolhouse. And us kids always had to walk. And this was on a Saturday or Sunday. I was going down to one of the neighbors, I guess. And our neighbors, there was Beisickers and Leichners, they were Germans. And they had an old bull, and he got out of the pasture. I thought, dear God, that looks like that old bull down there in the brush. And it was, he was right beside him. Lord, I thought, I don't know whether to go on or whether to go crawl in the schoolhouse. The schoolhouse wasn't locked, and I thought, no, I should go crawl in the schoolhouse. But I stood there and waited for a while, and pretty soon he went all around through the pasture. I went on down the road then. He could have seen me, run after me then if he'd wanted to, but he didn't. Guess the Lord was with me, I don't know what else. But Bertie, my sister, one time said, one time there's something followed me. When I'd stop walking, see, we lived off in the main highway, the main road, and went up about a mile, and we turned off another road. We'd go up a quarter of a mile to our house. And Bertie said, every time I'd stop this, whatever it was, I think it was a coyote. I thought of a wildcat, that's what I thought of. She said, every time I'd stop, it would stop. Lord, I said, I'd been running by the time I was. I said, I wasn't walking very slow, so I'm telling you that. I was going pretty fast. So I could hear the brush cracking, and I'd stop, and it would stop. So the night I'd start on, it would start on. One time, I'll never will forget, I worked out this Espy's, and I got to ride a partway home, I guess 2 or 3 miles from home. So, well, this John Bicycle, he always trying to go with me. I didn't like him. Big old fat guy. I don't know how he knew I got a ride up partway, but I was walking up home about 2 or 3 miles. I had to walk. So there he was down at the big gate. He wanted to walk home. I said, no, I said, don't take me long. It'd been raining, too. It'd been raining. When I went up home, there was nobody home. The house was locked. I thought, oh my God, I've got to get back down that road. And as I turned off, not the main highway, but the next highway, went across the bridge, there stood a coyote standing right there. Lord, was I scared. He smelled of a puddle of water. I thought, wow. But I just kept on going. That coyote turned and went in the brush. I thought, oh my God, I've got to go back down that road. What if I meet that coyote? Got to go over to my aunt's. I can't stay here. I can't get in. And I thought, I've got to go because it's getting dark. And I went down the road, but I didn't see him. But I heard him. He was up on the side of the hill there, cracking the brush. I could hear him. Boy, was he a big coyote. I tell you, I made tracks. I used to could walk. I could just outwalk anybody, I guess. I just took down that road and I went over and had him go home. I told my folks at home, I said, they went down to Uncle Albert's. I guess I was down my steptoe. And they went to a team wagon. They locked the house. Of course, they didn't know I was coming home or anything about it. Boy.
Sounds pretty exciting.
Boy.
Scary, but exciting.
Well, I remember one time, Dad used to get up early of a morning and go down to the mill for breakfast. He worked down there, see. And he got up and, the snow was just, it just froze, it just crust. It'd hold up anything. And he seen a bobcat. He said, walking right out of the snow, just right by the house there. He's come around. He said, don't any of you kids go out. He said, I seen a bobcat this morning out here. Lord, this kid is scared half to death to go outside.
This is your father?
Uh-huh. Glenn.
So what did he do?
He just went on down to the mill. This Bob kind of just passing through, I guess. He just never paid any attention. He just went on.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, just like I am with you. Just like I am with you. They're setting down stuff, too.
But like I tell my sis, I said, Bertie, we've lived in a three-room house for a long time. And Mom just had a wooden button on the turn on the door. You know, that's all kind of a lock she had on the door. No screen on the door either. I said, anything if one did could give a push on that door and they'd got in. But he said, don't I know it, sis. I said, never, we was all safe. Get that locked her door, the door, that was safe. Good Lord, says one red got ate up. And one time, one 4th of July, I know when Mama's brother and sister would come up, celebrate the 4th. They'd stay all night while Mama would just drag off a straw tick, wasn't feather ticks or mattress, straw ticks what it would be on the floor, make beds on the floor for the kids. They said somebody come and peeked in the front room window just like this, peeking in the window, peeking at us kids, you know, we was all asleep on the floor.
Well, what did he do? What
did this is out in the country?
Yes.
Boy.
Oh, Lord.
Were you the oldest in the family?
Uh-huh.
Did you have to help your mother quite mm-hmm. a lot with
yes.
the children?
Yes, I had to help her quite a lot. I remember one time my youngest brother, we was all talking about making a certain kind of pie. He's eating dinner. He says, how about making a pea pie? I felt like slapping him. Then he'd laugh. How he'd laugh. Oh, my.
Did you go to church on Sundays?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of church was it?
United Brother.
Did they have social activities going on with the church?
Not very much. No, they'd have prayer meeting of a night. Usually on Sunday night, and as a rule on Wednesday night, they'd have prayer meeting.
Did the whole family go?
Mm-hmm. The rule I would. One time I know we went down, we had a kind of a trail through the woods. Mom says, we'll take the lantern now and put it behind a log. So when we come back, it'll be dark, and we'll get that lantern and light it so we can see where we're going. Lord, I thought. So we went back of the house, kind of a trail we went back there. We found a big log, and we set the lantern down there and went down right by the sawmill. So we come out right by the sawmill. It's lots closer to go through the woods, you know, and go right by the sawmill. Well, when we come back, well, it was kind of... moon was kind of shining where the mill was. We could see a lot of men standing up there. Gosh, I said, look at those men. Now, I don't want to go by them and blame the old men. Well, Mom said, they won't hurt you, just walk on by them. So we kept going. I don't remember what, it seemed like they had a horse. Somebody had come up after a load of wood. They have 2 or 4 or 6 horses on a wagon to bring back logs of wood, you know. Well, they drove them too fast or something. One horse got sick. Well, I had him lean out and had a blanket over it. Of course, after we found out what was wrong, while we wasn't scared, we went on. Well, Mom said, now, get up here, we'll get the lantern, we light it, because it's dark going back home. So we get up and we found the lantern, we laid it and went back home.
What kind of chores did you have to do around the farm?
Oh, we just had to feed the chickens. And go after the cow. We had a cow. If you turned out in the woods, you'd have to go get her, drive her home. Dad used to have the horses with him. If he was working, he had the horses with him. So we just had the cow to go get to. We'd have to go out in the woods and have a bell on so we'd know where to find him. And have the chickens to feed and have the eggs and things like that.
Was the days really long?
Well, it didn't seem like it. It would now, I suppose, if I had to do things like that now. But it didn't seem then because we're just used to things like that. Mm-hmm. So.
It seems like to me that from hearing people talk about the old days, that mm-hmm. the days were just so long.
Well, I guess they were too, but it didn't seem so long to us. Because we're just used to things like that, yeah. See?
Did you go to bed pretty early at night?
Yeah, as soon as it got dark, good and dark, we'd go to bed.
Yeah, well, it was still dark.
Yeah, that's right. And we didn't have no radios or televisions or nothing like that then either, you see? Think, well, what the dickens did we do anyway? Well, we just didn't do anything, play checkers or something like that, you know?
How did you get your green thumb?
I don't know.
All these plants.
One up there is just quit blooming. You see part of it up there. Just quit. And the other one is, one up there's got some buds coming on it. I don't know what.
Did you used to work in the garden quite a bit?
Oh, yeah. When we lived in the country, all he would do was plow the garden and get it ready. I had to do all the planting and all the weeding. Oh, boy, was that a job. Gosh, I'll say it was. Cut all the kraut and make all the cabbage, cut all the cabbage and make all the kraut, what I had to do.
Sauerkraut?
Yeah.
How did you make sauerkraut?
We have a cutter, kraut cutter. Just cut your cabbage, cut it, and salt it down and put a weight on it.
What kind of a weight? Something really heavy?
Beat the pan and then fill a glass jar with water and set it on this pan. It'll hold it down and so it works. Yeah. He used to make all the kraut.
Did you just make pickles? Bread and
butter
pickles?
Oh, Lord, yes. I wish I had a dollar for every quart of pickles I made. Bread and butter pickles and everything you could think of. I used to take, Bertie and my sister used to like them so well. Cauliflower. And cook it, put it with my pickles, what did we used to call them? Put mustard in something like that. I can't remember because I don't make them anymore. But anyway, I used to make them I used to make dill pickles, 40 and 50 quart. And we lived out in the country. Those kids, how they loved dill pickles. They just loved them. Baked all my own bread out in the country and made all my own butter.
That's what we need now with the prices of food.
Yes, I should say so. Some people, though, wouldn't know how to bake bread and make the butter, would they? Some, because all they ever did do is go to the store and buy it. And this wouldn't.
It's getting pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
50 cents a loaf of bread.
They says, yeah, I read in the paper though where they said that bread wasn't going to go to a dollar a loaf now because they said there was lots of flour. I think they just do that to raise the price of everything,
yeah.
A lot of it. Is that thing running?
Yes, it's running.
Oh boy.